listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present For All Folk and Folk Tales, Episode 6, I Said Mothman.
Good evening, sirs. Welcome to our journey. A journey that will take us into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination! A boundary that... I don't remember where I was going with that. We've just crossed into West Virginia! Point Pleasant is around an hour and a half away from us, and it seems providential that we are so close. Those agents, 49 and 47, have been doing nothing but acting awkward around each other since we've gotten into the van. I pray they do not interfere with my plans. Agent 333, however, has been helpful in keeping the mood from joining those two, and I have learned a plethora about Egyptian woodworking. Agent 58 has been steadfastly reading our briefing. I suppose he wants to be prepared for anything, though he does get distracted by those incessant road trip games they insist on playing to pass the time. At any rate, we'll soon be arriving at Point Pleasant and locate our target, the Mothman, and begin our comprehensive interviews. Oh, I have just the invention for this. Oh, yes. Until next time, dear sirs, I'll begin our log soon. This is Keeper 1314. We have just arrived in Point Pleasant. The town seems to be embracing the cryptid. Unusual, but not too surprising.
47, could we find some time to maybe talk about what happened last night?
There's nothing to talk about, 49.
I don't think she's too happy, bud.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sounds like a personal problem. Let's get to work. We'll get acquainted later.
We'll get what? Could you explain that noise you just made?
Acquainted?
Are you trying to say acquainted?
That's exactly what I said.
Hold on, no. That's not what you said. You said acquainted.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm not doing this.
Acquainted? What a weird dude.
What's the plan, Keeper?
Well, we must simply find this Mothman and begin the interrogation. I mean interview. Yes, interview. It shouldn't take long, I imagine. Excuse me, pedestrian. Have you seen this Mothman around?
Have I? Why, I swing by his place every night with my offerings.
Offerings? What offerings? Food? Blood? A small idol that makes you think of how disappointed your father is in you?
Well, gee, mister, I like to craft him some lamps. Sometimes I bring some bulbs. Other times I bring some blood. At other times, I bring snuggies.
Why do you bring him offerings?
Why, to make him feel welcome. He is our savior, after all. He deserves our best.
Wonderful! Why don't you take us to him?
Well, sure. I was just on my way over to the house for the evening prayer. Follow me.
Come, agents! We shall find our quarry.
Sure thing, boss. 47, do you want to help me carry this?
I'll keep an eye from afar, Keeper.
That sounds magnificent, 47. It may be useful to have a sharpshooter ready in case things get... hairy.
Don't worry, bro. My rippling knuckles will assist you, 49.
Yeah. Thanks, 333. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anyone's knuckles ripple. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen anyone ripple.
It's a skill. I acquired it from my sensei under the Rocky Mountains. It was a long and treacherous trial, but I learned well.
Do you guys want some help here? Oops, sorry about that. I'm ashamed. I'll take my leave.
So, 49, my man. You and 47 seem to have some baggage that you won't leave alone. Want to tell me? Only because it might affect the mission, after all.
It's not a big deal, 333. I just want to straighten something out. That's all.
Well, don't let it affect your work too much, or you might be Bigfoot next year.
Thanks.
So, mister, what's up with the whole suit thing? You guys radioactive?
Sometimes. Not today, though. We're with the government. We're here to have a chat with this Mothman.
You guys aren't here to, like, tax him or anything, are you?
Not my department, pedestrian. Though if you want me to, I could always...
No, less taxes are good. So say our tea parties.
Right.
Well, his home is right up ahead.
Ah, yes. I presume that the Field of Lamps lies before the home of Mothman.
Yeah.
And that large winged man in the Hawaiian shirt is Mothman?
Oh, glory be! Mothman!
He doesn't seem to be pleased with, with all of this.
Nonsense. He must have been excited to see my new Mothman fan shirt. Only $17.96.
All right. Is this it, boss?
Yes. We shall have to approach cautiously. I have brought my lamp, net gun 3000.2. Surely it shall be most effective against such a cryptid.
You don't plan on hurting Mothman, do you?
Nah, if we did, I'd just punch him with my secret hand and or chest technique.
You are a threat to Mothman?
Not right now, I'm not.
We're just here to be friends. We just have to converse with him real quick.
I see. Though, he never allows any of his dutiful followers to join him in his study. So I am doubtful that he'll allow you into his chambers.
Well, I shall knock anyway. Agents, into the domicile.
Right behind you.
See you later, Podesta creep.
Oh, man.
What? Where the hell am I? Okay, good. Suit's still on. But no weapons. That's not good. Hands and legs are tied up. Someone must have knocked me out. Oh, gosh, my head is killing me.
Now. No need to be worried. I know the whole kidnapping thing isn't very normally friendly or often wanted. But I assure you, you'll only be tied up for about 10 minutes. Then you shall be sacrificed. Also, no biggie, right?
What? Sacrifice? Who the hell are you sacrificing me for?
Oh, well, Mothman never really seemed to mind it too much. That must mean he condones it, right? I mean, well, considering maybe putting some lights on you, I wasn't too sure about that yet. What do you think?
I think no to the sacrifice.
You know, you're not the first to say that. But I must admit, I was hoping you'd be cool with it. Oop, 1 second. Yes?
It is time. For the light bathing.
Righto, thank you. I'll be right there. Just give me a few minutes, Greg.
Not here. Here, my name is Xanathar.
Alright, I'll do my best to try to remember, Greg. Alright. Little awkward. But I've got a thing I've got to go do. So just hang on out here. Play I Spy, maybe?
Play I Spy? Play with who? Lucky me, a human sacrifice.
Welcome to my abode!
Hey man, you better quit flashing those lights, you're gonna set me off!
Oh my goodness, what does that mean? Oh, I'm so sorry! Would you like some tea?
I would love some tea.
What kind?
I don't have a preference, cinnamon or something.
I suppose I could take some. I'll have what he's having.
Coffee if you have it.
Will do!
Ah, yes. That's a great shade of pond for the living room.
Let us not admire the abode of the cryptid. We're only here to discover why the creature has phoned us in.
Ah, yes. The matter at hand. As you can see from my yard, the people of this town will not leave me be anymore. I'm not sure what happened. Very suddenly, they started bringing me gifts. Lots of lamps, some fountains, light bulbs, some blood, a whole lamppost. I don't really like the light that much. I mean, I like a good bulb as much as the next guy.
Wait, how often are they bringing blood? And whose blood?
I don't know. I try not to pay attention to them, but they keep coming by. I figured you all could help. Maybe wipe their memories or relocate me. Shoot them or something. Oh, oh boy. I thought I wouldn't want them harmed. They just...
Hey!
Sorry. The light distracts me sometimes. Anyway, I also think a cult may have formed, and I don't really care for those. You know, my cousin was in a cult when he died. It wasn't related, but it's true. He wouldn't have gotten skydiving if he didn't hang out with them. The lights on the plane, they drew him too close.
Please, Mr. Man, let us keep to the reason why we are here.
Right, sorry. I'm a bit too easily distracted. Let's see. I was talking about the cult and the human sacrifice, so next would be...
Wait, hold on a second. What was that about human sacrifices?
I must not have mentioned that. Yes, the hooligans have been hanging around a lot and kidnapping people every now and again. And then I find this big old lantern. You know, it's a fun lantern and a really good place to hang out, but they just started leaving offerings to me there in the form of dead humans. It's not really my thing, so you can see why I'm a bit concerned.
Yes, it's very concerning. Now, tell me, do you eat any of the offerings?
Only when they leave food.
And what would you consider food? Please, if you will. I'm taking notes.
I really like those little rice treats. They're quite the treat. But I eat a lot of things.
Anything particularly fleshy? Bloody? Carnivorous?
Well, I like a good chunk of hair. Maybe some honey. Or both together. But I'm not too big on the whole blood thing. In fact, I usually pass out at the sight of blood. You know, sodium's usually a really good go-to snack.
But you don't eat these human sacrifices.
No, that sounds repulsive.
So why haven't you just beat them up?
Oh, well, I'm a pacifist.
Then what happens to the bodies?
Bodies? Oh, I bet it was my friend Chad. They like that sort of stuff.
Who's Chad?
Yeah, oh, let me show you this marvelous picture of the two of us together last week fishing.
Is that a mountain lion?
And who spells Chad like that? C-I-A-D?
I don't know. I think it's Italian. But Chad keeps my favorite lantern clean, so I don't really judge how he spells his name.
Oh, so you're a pacifist who benefits from a carnivorous beast.
Chad is as much a beast as you are, my friends. I can't really imagine him ever harming a living being.
Okay, well, we'll need to investigate the town and this cult. 47, come down to the house. We need to brief you. 47?
Is she not answering? Well, that's not like her.
Oh, gee, it must be the cult. They do that sort of stuff.
I spy with my little eye something red. Oh, it's the blood on my legs. Wow, so original. Why are they so good at tying knots? I can usually get these done in seconds.
Hello again. I see you've taken my suggestion and played I Spy. It's really America's greatest pastime, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure. Definitely.
Well, I'm very glad you agree. That no one else around here does. So, now, we just need to get you all ready for the offering.
What are you going to do? Make me look all pretty? Strip me down? Beat me?
We used to do that, but we elected a new boss recently, and she doesn't like that sort of stuff. She calls it degrading. So, all really you do now is stick light bulbs in your eye sockets. You know, pretty simple stuff.
Oh yeah, that's so much better. If you give me the light bulbs, I can show you where... What is that?
I don't know. Never heard that. Maybe it's part of the new ceremony.
Help! Someone help! There's a mountain lion eating us! Help me! Ow! My leg! Oh, my leg is snarled up! I can't even stand anymore! Oh, the horror! I just wanted to stick light bulbs in a stranger's eye.
Ah! Wow. That was either some really good acting, or Greg might be dead. I don't think this is part of the plan. Now, do you think that you...
5 minutes. That was a good knot. Thanks for leaving all my equipment here. Now, to deal with that lion or whatever it is. Okay, lots of dead people. Like, a lot more than I would have guessed were even down here. Is this the whole town? How did this thing kill these people? Did no one have any weapons? All right, maybe I'll just leave. Well, I'm not big on killing animals, but I'll make an exception if it means I live. Oh, well, if you're going to play nice, I'll accept that. Let's get back to town.
Hello, inside there. We're here to talk with these hazmat boys.
Is that the mayor? What does he want?
I don't know who the mayor is! I've never talked to him!
Talking is a good way to settle problems.
That's true, but I don't like people! Or talking to them!
Well, let us chat. Hello, people of Point something or another.
Point Pleasant?
Point Pleasant, yes, yes. Let us discuss recent events. Mr. Man here would like all of your worshipping to be concluded.
Ah, good. We have a lot of licensing questions and royalties set aside for Mothman. We'd love to get things settled for him.
Wait, what? I'm confused. You guys have been harassing him and earning a profit for it?
Harassing? Why, not at all. We've been trying to find different ways to give him his royalties. Well, I have anyway. I admit that some people got crazy with it and started a cult that involved murder, but I don't condone such things. At first we left him cash, but he would never take it. Then someone left a lamp outside as a tribute, and he seemed to like that, so we got some more. But he would never take them off the lawn, so we thought maybe he liked them there, like lawn gnomes. He'd never talk with us, so we never really knew.
That's a lie! So many of you try to take pictures of me! You steal hair from my body! You smell me! You do other such gross injustices upon my personal space!
While I admit those are my fault, but only indirectly, most of these people have either been the cult or tourists. Tourists have been the bane of both your and my existence. While they do bring in a plethora of money, they often do more damage than good for this poor town.
They do much damage to me, too! Yes, so... Wait, do you have money for me?
Quite a bit of it, yes.
And you hate the cultists? And the tourists, too?
Oh, very much, Mr. Man, was it? Mr. Man, you are a valuable part of this community, and I would never intentionally harm your part in it.
That means a lot to me, Mr. Mayor, whatever that does actually mean. I think we should discuss this.
Of course. All my lawyers are here to make sure everything is legal.
Oh, goody! I love paperwork!
Wait, hold on. I have a missing agent, and this town has an evil cult. That warrants a discussion, no?
Well, I'm afraid I can't do anything. They've got too much of a hold. If I were to try anything, my family would be killed. I'm afraid I cannot help.
There's no need to.
Oh, 47! Oh, thank goodness you're back!
Jed! You've come to greet me at my home! Oh, wonderful! You've never come this close to town before!
Welcome back, 47! Now, what about this cult?
Chad, was it? Chad came in and killed all of them. Well, except for one. I killed him. Chad is pretty skilled, and a good cat.
So the cult was taken care of. Mothman, are your issues with this town taken care of?
You know, I think so! This sounds pretty great for both of us. Just let me consult here with these agents.
What is it that you wish to deliberate with us, fine governmental assets?
I can't take the deal! I'm moving out tomorrow!
Now, why would you move out of the nicely gutted community?
It's just my job! I show up for a bit and warn people of oncoming danger! And then I leave!
So you're evacuating the town?
No! I don't tell people that danger's coming! They should just know by my presence!
If they don't eat the omens, then bad things happen! It's been that way for hundreds of years!
Well, it's no concern to us. Just tell your little lie and let's be on.
Okay! Don't worry about the ominous warnings! I'll speak with someone about the contract later! For now, Chad and I have some catching up to do!
Then I believe our work here is done. Agents, let us be on our way.
Oh, what? I didn't even get to punch anything. Anything!
Quit stressing. You'll cause yourself too much pain. Oh no, I'm in pain.
Oh, that wasn't gratifying enough.
So are you all right, 47?
Yeah, I'm fine. I apparently suck at I Spy, though.
What?
Nothing. I guess you had to be there.
Okay. So I was thinking...
Oh, where are you now?
Well, yeah. When we get back, do you want to get another foosball tournament started?
You're on.
What an absolute waste of valuable resources! He was too scared to ask a few simple questions. This could have been solved with an email. My God, I gave up a week at work in my lab for a peace-loving, non-threatening, giant moth man-child. And now don't even get me started on my team. 49 couldn't stop obsessing over some social situation with 47. 333 and 58 did nothing but get in my way. At least 47 killed the cultists. Oh, wait. She didn't. The lion did. Next time you decide to waste my time, make it somewhat worthwhile, sirs. I'm in red condition. Closing log.
This has been I Said Mothman. Performances by Michael Jenkins, Abby Hake, Nolan Brubaker, Jordy Hake, Michael Petit, Stephen Nernis, and Samuel Sarver. Oops, written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.